On the line now is Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, and with the Senate about to flip, he is poised to become Majority Whip. Welcome, Senator McConnell.
Good afternoon.
A few minutes ago, we heard a Democratic strategist in Mara Liasson's story describing her mood as being as if it's Christmas morning to find that Santa has taken back all your toys. I was just wondering what it feels like under your tree this morning.
Well, they left the toys. They left the toys.
They left the toys.
It was a terrific day for us and a bit of a surprise because the surveys did indicate that it was going to be close, and it certainly was close, but that last-minute move in our direction, which I think both sides agree was largely attributable to the president's enormous popularity, was enough to give us a slight edge in both houses.
What, in your view, is the single most important thing that Washington will accomplish this year, say, precisely because there will now be Republican majorities in both houses of Congress?
Well, a good place to start would be to do the basic work of the government. Under the Democrats, the U.S. Senate didn't pass a budget for the first time since the Budget Act 27 years ago, and completed only a 2 of 13 appropriation bills, which are the basic fundamental work of government. I think a Republican Senate will certainly have a budget and pass the appropriation bills. Beyond that,
how will that be felt by citizens? The fact that there would be a budget.
Yes. I mean, beyond the basic work of government that needs to be done every year and has always been done since I've been there until this past year under the Democrats, there is the question of the energy bill, which has been bottled up in conference. The question of the terrorism reinsurance bill, which has been bottled up in conference. The question of the bankruptcy bill, which has been bottled up in conference. All of that unfinished business, not done from this year. And then I expect we will have initiatives from the president laid out in the State of the Union message, which we will want to pursue on behalf of his administration, on behalf of the American people.
Control of the Senate has shifted, but it's not exactly a sea change. We've gone from a razor-thin Democratic majority to a very small Republican majority, it looks like. How much authority will you actually have? What ability will you have to legislate with such
a
small majority?
Well, it is true that many measures are subjected to a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. I've been in the Senate 18 years, and neither side has had 60 since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hard to legislate in the Senate. But the majority does this for you. It allows you to have the committee chairman, which set the agenda. It allows you to control a majority of the conferees from your body. And remember, the conferences write the final bills. A small number of people from the House, a small number of people from the Senate, write the final conference report, and then that goes to each House for an up or down vote. The majority party determines who has the majority on conferences. So that is a very, very important power that comes with even the narrowest of majorities, and that will now shift from the Democrats to the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
I'm just curious, by the way, at this point when the majority changes, how much does it change your staff, for example? I mean, do you have lots more people when you're now going to be the majority?
The typical ratio, it seems to me, in the past was about two-thirds, one-third. But since we've been so narrowly divided, mm-hmm. in the previous Congress, I think it was almost 50-50. Whether we'll continue the almost 50-50 or whether there will be a larger staff disparity will have to be worked out, which we do in the context of the organizing resolution, which is passed at the beginning of every Congress.
Okay. Senator McConnell, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, who was reelected last night and who is likely to become the Senate Majority Whip.